Numbers chapter 16, verses 18 to 21. Judgment begins. The verdict is in. There's no debate. Korah and his gang have ganged up against Moses. They've ganged up against Aaron. They've ganged up, really, against God. And the verdict is in. They are guilty. There is no debate about it. The reckoning day has come. And Moses calls these men, God calls these men through Moses, to stand there with their censers in their hand. Moses, the gang, Aaron, they're all there. Moses, of course, is not a priest, so he doesn't have his censer. He's standing there, though, and Aaron there, and this bunch of rebels. And God comes down, the glory of God, the glory of the Lord appears before them. Now, it's not Moses that's making this judgment on this day. It's not Israel. It's not the gang. It's not Aaron. No, no. It's God himself. And these men, and Moses and Aaron, have to appear before the Lord himself. And not only do they have to appear before the Lord, but we read, the glory of the Lord appeared to the entire assembly, not only to this group standing by the tent of meeting, but in the sight of all the assembly of Israel, a great public gathering, an open gathering, where everybody can see and hear and witness and testify to what goes on, what God does here. I note the glory of the Lord appeared. And this is the point about all this. It's not just rebelling against man. It's not just rebelling against priesthood and wanting the priesthood for oneself or whatever. It's not that. It's all that. But the truth is the glory of God is tied up in it. Now salvation, the primary motive, the primary reason for it all must be the glory of God. Yes, the eternal happiness of the sinner, the salvation of the sinner, the redemption of the sinner, the liberation, the deliverance, the liberation of the sinner. Yes, all that, yes. But, of course, it must be for the glory of God. The glory of God in salvation. The glory of God in judgment. Unbeliever, you will glorify God. God will get the glory upon us all. Either to save or to damn. Either to redeem or to pour out his wrath. He will get the glory. He is the holy God. He deserves the glory. God is a jealous God. He will not share his glory with another. And he calls these people to account, and he's going to deal with it in a public way. I know it's extraordinary, and I know it's old covenant, but these principles stand. I, the Lord, change not. And God, in public here, before all the assembly, then they put them, God appears to them and deals with it, and it's all put an end to this trouble. Verse 21, I can put an end to them at once. Stand aside, I want to deal with them and put an end to them, put a stop to them and this nonsense and this sin at once, no delay. We have to answer to God. You see, this is what Korah has to do. And it's a picture, surely. It's an illustration to us. It's a warning to us. It's a forewarning to us. It's a foretaste to us of what that final great day of judgment will be. After all, the New Testament is exceedingly full on this subject. Acts 17:30-31. God has appointed a day. He's appointed it. He's ordained it there. He's appointed the man by whom he will judge the world. That man is Jesus Christ. And he has given evidence of this and warrant for all men to believe in it and to know it's true because he has raised him from the dead. Unbeliever, listen to it. But also believer, too. We have to answer to Christ. I do. For this discourse, for my life, for everything. Every idle word. John chapter 5, verses 22 to 30. God has given all judgment into the hand of the Son. Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Hebrews 10:31 is a dreadful thing, a fearful thing, to fall into the hands of the living God. This is the great day. This is the day we should be preparing for. I'm speaking to you from the United Kingdom. And in a few days' time, there will be an election in the United Kingdom. And that is a very important day, no doubt. Choices will be made. But this is the great day, the day of judgment. My friends in America, I'm speaking in 2019, next year, my friends in America, about this, well, just 11 months' time now, will be having their election. That's a very important time, yes, but this is the real important day, the day of real importance, the day of judgment. We shall have to appear before God. Acts 10:42-43, Peter says, I've come and Christ has commanded us to preach that he is judge of all and that he is the redeemer of sinners. He came to save because, of course, he will come to judge. Are you ready, my friend, for that day? And, of course, it's not only the unbeliever I'm speaking to, but are you ready? There's only one way to get ready, prepare to meet your God, by fleeing to Jesus Christ and trusting him now. And of course, this is a word for the believer too. We have to answer for our rebellions, for our inventions, for our sins. God will call us to account, and we shall have to appear before the glory of the Lord, and the glory of the Lord will appear before us. May God make us ready for that great and solemn day. Amen.